Welcome to RVA Connected with Anna Sothen, the podcast that brings local communities and businesses closer together in Richmond, Virginia. Anna will guide you through the vibrant intersections of RVA's entrepreneurial spirit, community relationships, and the latest insights and strategies for your RVA business. Get ready to feel connected to the heartbeat of our city's small businesses. Here's Anna Sothen.
Welcome, everybody, to the In Crowd, and I am so excited to have Jenny with me today, and you are one of the owners of Kiva Style, which is a local brand to here in Richmond. So tell everybody a little bit about who you are.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me. Just when you said a platform for brands and for businesses, that's it rings true to a lot of what we are passionate about. So thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
So my name is Jenny Ball. I'm one of the owners of Kiva Style. We are a local design, jewelry, home, gift furnishing company. Oh, yeah.
I'm so upset because I was like, oh, I meant to put your earrings on. And then I realized I forgot.
It's like one of the.
And they were beautiful earrings.
Thank you.
They're beautiful earrings.
Thank you. Yeah. So we, Italian leather that we import and hand make everything in. It used to be my business partner's home, Eva, and we just recently moved into a studio space in Midlothian, kind of the Robius Huguenot corridor. And it's been such a, feel so good to have like a space both physically and mentally for our business to grow. And so,
well, we talked about that a little bit yesterday, right? Like it's fine to start something in your house, but when it starts to get bigger than maybe not what than what you anticipated, but bigger as in towards reaching your goals, doing it in your house can be very overwhelming, right? Because there is no separation of church and state. It's always there. So even if you're sitting down at the kitchen table having dinner with your family, you're like looking over at the stacks of, you know, maybe the backings for all of the earrings. Yeah. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's a project I have to do tomorrow. Yeah. Right. So finding your own space is, I feel like it's a big girl thing to do.
It is. We were like, we're kicking ourselves out. Like we're kicking ourselves out of Eva's home and we are going to make this jump. And we looked for about a year to try to find a space. And just as life happens, took a different route home from a soccer game and found the space, and we couldn't be like happier. You just walk in and it like, there's like a just,
it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. You walk in and it's very like, there's this big, huge mirror so that when you go and you put the accessories on, you can actually see what it looks like. But it's very light and it's very airy and there's space too. Like, oh, so we'll talk about this. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but let's talk about it now. You guys want to be like sort of a community hub where people can actually come and gather together. So, want to be part of, you know, women business owners, entrepreneurs, just business individuals who maybe need a space to be able to come together and, you know, and collaborate or whatever. So you guys have that available for people, right?
We do. I mean, when Eva and I first joined forces, we were both looking to build a brand of our own. We had had experience, mine in sales, marketing, business development in the home and gift industry. Eva's was in sourcing, production, and operational. And so when we met through a mutual friend, Allison, we knew there was like this just perfect marriage. We both kind of had our lanes within the business that we were interested in, but also kind of like a marriage. You just connect on like the values of hard work and creativity and really wanting to build something for not only our families, but our business. And since then we have done that through and both Kiva and created by our other brand, which is really a platform. We use platform a lot. So it makes me laugh when you use that word because we use it all the time too. It's like, we're a platform for female artists. So we're using all of the goals, all the resources and really our experience for the last 30 plus years to help female artists license and really get their art into the world. And then we look at the space as being like just another platform. This is like a platform for us to really help the community and bring the community together through like fundraising and networking and leadership and speaking opportunities.
I love that. So when the first time I walked in there on your back wall, you do have artists work up there, which I think is beautiful. And most of them are local to Richmond.
They are. Right? Yes. on our, we have an art gallery that will be rotating in and out different artists. So we're always looking for creatives within the Richmond community. We focus primarily on female artists. And, you know, so we just really believe like the more that women can empower each other and lift each other up. And so majority are, we do have two artists, one in California, one in South Carolina that we work with as well.
Okay. So let's chat a little bit. I wanted to talk about for anybody who is starting a new business, especially when there's a product that's involved, right? So I couldn't even begin to imagine. Well, I mean, I'm from Italy, so like leather from Italy makes total sense for me. Like, where else would you get leather from? But how does that process happen? Like, you know, how do you go from where do you source? How do you find your sources for your materials and things of that nature? So can you talk a little bit about that for somebody who's maybe like thinking about starting that and just doesn't know like what the cogs of the wheel are?
So I think even to back up a little further, like when you're starting anything is really coming up with a plan. I'm a big believer if you write it down, and whether that be like a business plan or SWOT analysis, like you just like start Googling these like business tools and right. having that. And so we started out in that sense of like, okay, what are we trying to accomplish and what's the end goal? And we were looking for a leather or a lightweight alternative for earrings because there a lot of earrings were very heavy.
Yep.
And so, you know, I wish there was like a secret ingredient of how to do it. It you just literally have to like dig through this mess
trial and error.
And soil. It's like a plant. You like have to go through all these like root. The roots have to go through all these different things. So, I mean, there's so many great resources online. There's also within our industry, like the home and gift industry, there's like trade shows that you can attend.
Okay.
And so we've done a couple different ways of one online research and also attending trade shows where like for the leather in particular, we took a trip to Milan, Italy, where that is the hub for leather and
yes.
tanneries. And so there from there, you know, you just walk and there's thousands of companies there doing different types of leather and leather. It's where we actually found all of our hardware is sourced there as well. So not only is our leather, but the hardware, we use like a surgical stainless steel, hypoallergenic, nickel free. And you can really tell in the quality of our hardware, how special it is. But that was, you know, from a sourcing trip in Italy.
That's awesome. I did offer that the next time they want to go to Italy, that they should take me along.
Oh my gosh, Eva would go tomorrow. Yeah. I'm like, oh, she's like, why do I have to drag you to go to Italy? I'm like, I know, it's like,
And I love Milano. You're right. Like Milano is like.
Oh, well, look at Milano. Look at you. Yes. You're professional.
So when I was a little girl, and we still lived over there, we did a class trip to Milano, and it was, I think it was a weekend, and we were, you know, walking around. It was right around my birthday. I remember this, and we were walking through like one of the piazzas or whatever, the one that has the bowl that everybody, you know, does it for good luck or whatever. And I found this purse that I really, really wanted, and my mom told me I couldn't have it. And so I cried the entire way back to the hotel because I was like, I want this purse. And she's like, fine, if I get you this purse, you don't get any other presents for the rest of the year. And I remember her saying that to me, but I wanted this purse so badly. So we went back and we got it. But still to this day, I feel bad because I made her feel bad for not buying me the purse at that time. But if you want anything that is leather made from like belts, shoes, jackets, like all of the things, You go to Milano.
You do. And they're all, you know, there's definitely like big companies out there. We tend to gravitate to the smaller family owned tanneries. You know, there's people, you don't realize the sourcing for shoes, furniture, automobiles. Like, you know, we were in a showroom where it was like crazy. We just became friends with them. They're from Brazil, actually. And I was looking at their notebook of business cards because I was like, just tell me like what you're, who you're, and it's like Marc Jacobs and Tory Burch and all these really amazing brands that we look up to and like kind of household names within the fashion industry. And Nike, like Nike buys their leather for, they do a whole custom program. So it's like, it's to us, we were like, this is crazy that we're in the same space as these people.
Right. You know? Yeah. Sort of awe-inspiring, right?
Like, very.
But it's, could be intimidating for somebody who's brand new to do that.
It's very, I would suggest, it's like my mom always says, like, you surround yourself with amazing, you are the company you keep. And it's like finding people that want to help you along the way, and that you have this like network of people you can ask questions to, and that are going to give you really honest feedback and the truth. Cause I think a lot of times people are like, yeah, it's great. Or, not, and I just always recommend like picking up the phone or meeting in person, like having that direct connection with people makes such a difference. Cause a lot of times, at least in, our industry, probably in life, most people want to help, and most people want to help, and like, it makes them feel good to do that. And so, just being, having the confidence to ask for help and ask questions.
So I love that, because I'm a huge fan of mentors. Mm-hmm. So I think that, and mentors don't necessarily even have to know that they are your mentor, right? Mm-hmm. So I think of like Bob Proctor, Tony Robbins, Mel Robbins, like all of these different individuals that I look up to as mentors. They have no idea who I am, but I consume their content, and I consider them to be mentors. So have you found, as you've been going through this process and this journey, have you found mentors that you've really like attached to and have been helpful? And how did you find them? And how does that relationship work for you guys?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've started in this industry as very green. So I've always been conscious of the fact that not many people know this industry even exists. And I actually feel right now that we have a retail space and people can see what I do. There's some validation to what I've done for the last 20 years. Right. People are like, what? You sell lip gloss or you sell embroidered pillows? Like, my dad's like, how do you make money on that? I'm like, it's sales, you're good in sales. But I think part of it is just like being friendly. It's like being out there talking to people and learning and asking questions. And, I have, I wouldn't say like my mentors over the years are really just business leaders or owners of companies that I've admired.
Okay.
And I feel like being transparent and like vulnerable in the way that you share information about your business or your life, it opens the door for other people to share. And you have those people in life where you're like, I'll just tell you I'll tell you everything that is going on. And what usually happens is they reciprocate.
Right.
And we've seen that in the store actually a lot. Like people walk in, some that we know, some that we don't, we share, they share, and it becomes like this therapy session. And it's like, this is really amazing that you can make connections like that. Yeah. And I think it's just you being vulnerable and sharing allows for that space for other people.
Absolutely. Well, and I love that. That is one of my favorite words, is vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't understand what it was, or even believed what it was probably a couple years ago. But in being vulnerable, there's a lot that you can uncover. And when having conversations, there's things that you can discover that maybe you've pushed away or put down because you don't want to deal with them, right? Good or bad, but you just don't realize it. And so when you have that open, honest conversation with somebody, you can do that. And then oh my gosh, why did I never think of that? Why did I not think of this? Is, the answer to the question that I had. So I love that you shared that as well too. I tend to have that, like I'll go to, like, I've done this a couple of times where I've gone to a networking event and somebody I've never met before, I've never known, all of a sudden, like 45 minutes later, has shared their entire life story.
Yeah.
And then they snap out of it. Their eyes, it's weird. It's like a movie. Their eyes go back and they're like, I can't believe I just told you all of that.
Yeah.
But it's helpful for you to do that. So find people that you, I think the other thing is finding people that you can feel safe with doing that, right? Because you don't want, it could happen, right? So somebody could take that information and use it for nefarious reasons, if you will. That's such a big word. I love it. Nefarious.
It sounds good.
Bad. But, for most people. So I love the fact that, again, so going back to that, you guys are creating a space where people feel welcome. They feel heard. They feel seen. Mm-hmm. And so that's what your space, like, that's one of your goals. It's part of your vision. Mm-hmm. And since the day I started talking to you, that was one of the things that you have kept sharing, is mm-hmm. I really want this to be a space where people can come together and really flourish, which is amazing. Because there's not a lot of, there's places you can do that, but there's not a lot of places where it just feels comfortable to do that. So I love that you guys are doing that, marketing it.
It means a lot. I mean, I'm also a believer, not only in just like writing it down and kind of having that business plan, but also sharing it. I feel like the
Yes.
more that you say things out in the world, I'm a
Absolutely.
believer that like it comes back to you. And
Absolutely.
so, we want the space. Like it was a happy accident that we even have the space. We were literally looking for the business operations to, be able to manage kind of the wholesale channel of our business and our website. And when we found the space, it just, as soon as we walked in, we were like, okay, it just has this aura about it that feels really special. And every time we walk in, there's something, it's really special to see a physical place where not only all of the designs and art and hard work has been put in place, we have this whole collection of female artists from around the world that their tea towel designs and their coasters and their bandanas and their artwork, original artworks hanging, and we get to share that with the world and be a platform. And it's like we just all have to kind of help each other.
Yeah.
We're all reliant on the success of each other, I
Yeah,
think.
absolutely. Oh, well, lifting each other as we climb, right?
I
Versus
like
like,
that.
yeah. The rising tide lifts all boats or something. But so let's talk about a little bit about the operations, because you guys do have, so you have the retail space and then you have the space where people can meet. But then over on the right-hand side, there's a barn door,
There
right? And
is. It's
when you
like a
go
magic
to,
door.
that is a magic door. And when you open it up, there's literally like, what are those called? Spools? Okay. Of beautiful, just leather like sheets. I don't.
Yeah, it's like hides of leather. So, we import the leather from Italy,
Okay.
and it comes in huge pieces of leather that we want to keep clean and safe. And so
Right.
it gets rolled up, and it's really become art in the studio. And I'd love to invite everyone to come over, and we'll give you a tour so you can see everything. Because when you see it in person, you're like, one, how did this all fit in Eva's house? That's
Right,
like the
yeah.
first, like, oh my gosh. And it
Yes.
all like magically, it was like a puzzle. All the furniture, all the pieces of it worked. So
Yeah.
it's like funny how the universe does that. But yeah, we have our shipping. So majority of our business is wholesale. So
Okay.
we work with retail stores like Sassy Bee in Midlothian, Tweed out in Shore Pump, For Posh Sake, Lewis Gunter. So really amazing stores across the country. And so we needed a space to have inventory and to ship out and to make the product. And so the space next door has that, plus room for us to grow, which is
That's
great.
awesome. But you guys actually, so you guys are making them. So Eva, and how many people do you have working with you
So
guys
it kind of
actually?
varies. It depends. We have there's five full-time employees, and then we have employees that are part-time basis depending on demand. So it
Okay.
just kind of varies. There's ebb and flows, unfortunately, of business. You wish there was like always busy. Yeah, let's
Really
keep
nice.
people
Yeah.
busy. I mean, we have the capability to expand in the space to do it now, which is great. But we have some part-time, and these are a lot of the women are either our teachers or work in the school system, or our director of operations is a lawyer who she moved here from China and wasn't able to get a job, and she's was a lawyer in
Wow.
China. So we have like really amazing, and she was looking for like a role that had a little bit more flexibility with her
Okay.
kids growing up. And so it's been a gift not only to Eve and I, but to like our team too, like really
Love
kind of
that.
figuring out what are they looking for, and what are their Eva's really great at like forward thinking on the kind of culture that she wants to build, and so it's
And create for your
really
company.
cool. Yeah,
Yeah, that's awesome.
it's a gift.
Well, so let's go back to the what you shared earlier, because I think it's pretty funny, like the ebbs and flows of business, right? So I'm a firm believer that you can't realize the highs without the lows, right? So if you're constantly going high, then you can't, it's like you can't experience light without darkness. You can't experience short without tall. So that is going to happen, right? It happens in business all the time. I just had it. I just was experiencing a little bit of it, like right before the holidays. But so when you do have the success, you can appreciate it even more, realizing that you just came out of a lull. But so how do you work within the lulls? What do you guys do? What does that look like for you guys?
Well, I think probably the biggest lesson is really just trying to stay as even as you can in life, because there's going to be these shaky ups and downs. And if you let all the little things, like, it's just going to, you, this is, it's not easy owning your business.
It's
So
not
it's not for the faint of heart or the weird. It's like you got to have like just some, and you know, I say that. And I say that with a lot of love for myself, because I'm learning that too. This is not like something I have to tell myself. I say this out loud because I'm telling myself as I say it. Like, you have to weather through certain things. You know, we are like a self business funded strapping, whatever you call it. You know, we are really proud of the fact that, you know, all like the we are reinvesting in the business,
Love
everything
that.
that we do. And so that puts us in a great space of like growing in a way that's responsible and what we can like frankly afford. But also gives us the power, if we do have this opportunity, to really grow in an exponentially way, we can do that. But I think, you know, we're kind of a, I am like, it's a marathon, not a sprint type of person. Eva is a different. She's like the engine. She's like, let's go. We can do this. And I think it's great that we have both personalities, because it keeps it balanced. And you know, and again, I think it's nice having friends that you can like vent to or just
Bounce
share.
ideas and
Yeah,
share
be
and
honest
be
with.
able to. So I want to talk a little bit about this because my husband and I have had this conversation, right? So being in business now for 2.5 years, I keep reinvesting money back into the business. So I don't know how early do you like, and this might be personal, you can say I choose not to answer that, but have you guys paid yourself? Right. Like you take like, you know, I take my money and I put it back. And he's like, when is the family gonna see any money from this business? And I'm like, right now I'm building the foundation, building my team, the tools, the systems that I need so that as I grow exponentially, I'm not floundering trying to get the foundation built, because otherwise it'll all crumble. So
So I read a book when I
love it, people who share books.
love a book. It's and I can't say his last name because it's a really long last name, but it's called Profit First by
Yes.
Mike something. And maybe Mike King, maybe Mike King. I don't know.
Not that guy.
I think
No.
it's like, I think like Krasinski, which is not, because that's the actor, but it's like a really long last name. And they that book teaches you, it's just a really simple method of all the revenue that comes in, that you divide it by percentages for like your operating expenses, your savings, and your compensation. And so
I probably need to read
accountants
it.
don't really like, I'm not an accountant. Most accountants are like, oh, you should just have like cash flow analysis and all this stuff. But
My
it's
husband's
like,
an accountant.
okay, so I'm like not an accountant, and I'm
Right.
not trying to be. My, you know, much to my dad's dismay, he's like, you're never going to make money if you're not, he was an accountant. So I'm like, of course you would say that.
Yeah.
But so it's this profit first, where literally if $100 comes in, 20% of it, $20 goes into Eva and I's account.
Okay.
You know, 60% goes into the operational account,
Okay.
and then the other percentage goes into sales or
Okay.
into savings. Now I say this, and we've had to adjust. You
Right.
know, there's been percent, like at one point it was 30% with Eva and I, but now as we're growing, it's like there's been times where you haven't been able to add to that. But the point of it is that you're always funding your compensation. You're always funding a savings, because you want to be able to have opportunities
Right.
to grow if that comes about. And then you also have money for operational, and it gives you like a budget where, because again, we don't have a CPA that's giving us a budget. And so we
Gotcha.
have to, this gives me, and it's like three different accounts. We had four, and I was like, it got a little, so we went to three. But it's the way that my mind can work, and it still gives us compensation, but funds the other things. And then, you know, for us, the challenge is, and this is something for anyone that's going into product, you know, we're planning out so far in advance.
Right.
So if we're so like right now we're working on fall,
Okay.
winter, and spring of next year.
Wow.
So with saying that, we put PO, like we order from factories, you know, in April. And so there's either a deposit that has to get made,
Right.
or payment of, you know, the invoice
right
before they even start making the product.
Right.
So this is for like our finished goods that we do with Created By. And so there's money that's sitting there that they have to make it.
Right.
It has to arrive here in Midlothian, and then we have to sell it.
Right.
And so there could be like 3 to 6 months time frame where you're sitting on product. And so you have to be really, really careful about inventory and being very like happy with the final designs and the products that you sell. We've had some duds. Thankfully, we're both like do it in a very safe, conservative way. Way we've ordered and like the relationships that Eva's created for overseas partners. And but I that was probably a big one. The book that Profit First is like, we have like our compensation helps, you know, pay mortgage and
right.
pays for
yes.
soccer and all the things in our lives. So
right.
it's not, we don't, this isn't a fun, I mean it is fun.
Right.
We love it, but we also
but it's still
yeah.
it's a business.
And I think it's that's really good for Eva and I because it's like we're serious about, we don't have this like safety net. I
right.
mean, thankfully we have support and things like that, but this is pain for our life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Which is what it should do.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you for being here today. Yeah. This was absolutely amazing.
So
tell
fun.
Before we go, tell people where they can find you. So you told us about the actual physical location, but give us the phone number and then the website address.
So our website address is kevastyle.com. It's
okay.
kevastyle.com. You can find us on Instagram or Facebook at My Kiva Style. And the shop, you can Google it. It has Kiva Studio. And the shop number is 804-814-2150.
Okay.
So,
and if you are, you know, a woman and would love to collaborate with you guys, reach out. If you're a nonprofit.
Yes, we'd love, we've had hosted fundraisers with Chesterfield Food Bank, Two in the Stigma, FC Richmond Soccer League, Betty Weaver Elementary School, PTA. Our goal is to have a fundraiser or a community event on a weekly basis. And we're getting close. So we have, if you are looking for a way to get your message and create additional funding for your organization, we'd love to be involved. And also, if you have a book launch or where we host a women's speaker series, and so just, you know, and we're the sky's limit, we're still learning. And so if you have an idea, you know, perhaps if anything, if we can't help you with it, like we can
find someone
like you. Well, you know, it's like your network.
Yeah.
Your network is your network, or whatever they say.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for being here.
Oh my gosh, this is so lovely.
Yes, this was really, really good. And I hope you guys got some good info out of there. And if you need any help, reach out to her.
Yes.
Please do. Or Eva, and definitely ask some questions. All right, everybody. Until we see each other again, stay fluid, my friends. I'm always cheering for you.